Iranian socialists speak out. The socialists spoke to two Iranian socialists now living in the UK, Mehram and Arif, not their real names. Mehram was in Iran last summer. Arif participated in the Green Revolution in 2009, but has been living in the UK for several years. Mehram: there have always been people selling cheap goods like pens or socks in the walkways of the Tehran metro, but last summer I was amazed at the numbers of young people, including clearly well-educated people, reduced to selling stuff. They were being harassed by security staff who threatened to arrest them. I spoke to one man who had been a factory worker, but lost his job, now selling pens. There is nothing for young people in Iran. If they want to have fun, they face arrest, like the young people videoed on YouTube dancing to Pharrell Williams' Happy. They were lashed and sent to prison in 2014. Also, there are a huge number of abortions, all illegal, because young people can't afford to have a baby. And if they have one, when they are not married they will face stigma and harassment from the state. Air pollution in Tehran is dreadful. This is partly due to traffic congestion, but also due to environmental mismanagement by the regime. Some lakes have dried up, and the soil has turned to dust which blows into the city. They have to close schools and children are suffering more and more from respiratory diseases. People have no confidence in the state. There was an earthquake in Kermanshah last November, and blocks of flats which were supposed to be earthquake resistant collapsed due to faulty construction. 2 months later, survivors are still living in tents in the middle of winter, and had to watch as army units, who could have helped with relief, passed by on the way to Syria. Arif: I was in Tehran at the time of the Green Revolution in 2009, when there were protests, mostly in Tehran, about rigged election results. Today's movement is very different. It is much bigger and more widespread. If the Green Revolution was 4 on a scale of 0 to 10, this is an 8. The one thing that both movements have in common is that there is no strong left leadership. We need to put this right and demand the release of those recently arrested and all trade unionists and political prisoners. The combination of people on the protests now is very different, with many working class people joining in. All the factions of the regime have condemned the protests, including the so-called reformists. In 2009 I remember a mullah who was a murderer being carried shoulder high by protesters, because they believed he was a reformer. Not now. No one has any illusions anymore, which explains the popular slogan "No to conservatives, no to reformers." Down with the regime. The government's attempts to act as a regional power by intervening in Syria, Lebanon, etc., are very unpopular. Hezbollah in Lebanon is entirely funded by Iran, yet people in Iran are starving and unemployed. Financial scandals mean people have given up hope, which they still had in 2009, of things getting better for them. The president's budget, with the withdrawal of subsidies, has made this even clearer to people, although the petrol price rises have been reduced in response to the protests. Trump's attack on the regime only helps it. He's a hypocrite. A few years ago the US promised to put up a satellite which would mean the Iranian government couldn't ever switch off social media. Nothing came of it, because the US administration doesn't want Iranians to be politically active,